America is regaining its energy independence thanks in part to private family-owned companies that are tapping rich reserves of oil and natural gas here in the United States. What does that mean for you, the investor? Well, you're about to find out on this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Animal. And now here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Animal.
Hey, good afternoon, good morning, good day. Welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show that we have designed around the fact that when it comes to investing, for sure, your money doesn't come with instructions. So our goal is to provide you with valuable information from industry experts to help you with your investment decisions. Joining me on the line today to talk about the energy market and the role his company is playing in America's energy resurgence is Michael Knapp, president of MDS Energy Development, where he heads the company's land acquisition, public relations, governmental affairs departments. That has to be a lot of fun. Among other responsibilities, he currently leads the company's capital markets division, which has raised and deployed over $230 million in outside investor capital. And I must disclose that I am an investor in the MDS Energy programs. Michael Knapp, thanks for coming on today.
Always a pleasure, Vince. Thank you so much for having me.
We do, as you know, a lot of wealth management, tax planning. We have our household endowment model. And the whole thing that we've tried to do for our clients is provide them with an education, but one of the keys that they have been looking at is tax planning. People want to pay less in tax legally because then they have more money to invest in other things or provide for their families. So, Michael, talk to us about why using natural gas development as a tax mitigation strategy is both effective and how the government and the IRS view it.
Sure. Basically, over 100 years ago, as part of the Internal Revenue Code, the United States wanted to encourage private investments here in the United States to help get us off of foreign energy. And that continues today. So they have some very, very powerful tax advantages if you invest directly into the drilling of a new natural gas well. The most significant of those is called the intangible drilling cost deduction. And that allows the vast majority of your investment into this type of partnership to become immediately deductible. So it becomes a very powerful tax planning tool. A lot of the companies that are out there you'll see today, north of 80% of the amount that you invest into the partnership will become an above the line tax deduction that can immediately begin to offset your tax.
That's definitely a benefit. And why is it or how is it now that natural gas has become so much in demand? What's the key drivers there?
Well, a few years back, there was some revolutionary new technology that became available. So we can actually go down much deeper into the ground and go to the actual source of where the natural gas is being produced. And that has resulted in a huge increase in the amount of natural gas being produced here in the United States. And as such, industry has responded in a very powerful way to take advantage of that. So we are seeing very significant increases in demand. There are three main demand drivers that are going on right now. The first is in electricity production, where natural gas has eclipsed coal as the number one fuel for generating electricity here in the United States. It's much cleaner, it's much more abundant, it's cheaper. So many of the utilities are switching over. In the petrochemical industry, there's been over $300 billion of new capital investment that's been made over the last few years in building new facilities that are going to allow us to make fertilizer and plastics out of natural gas. A vast majority of that is actually going to be exported. So we are anticipating an increase from about $16 billion a year of exports today over the next 8 to 10 years up to about $110 billion a year. To put that number in perspective, that's approximately the value of all of Saudi Arabia's oil exports. So that's a very, very major new demand driver. And also, last but not least, is the export of raw natural gas itself. If you cool natural gas to negative 276 degrees, it condenses from a gas into a liquid. When it does so, it shrinks in volume by a metric of 600 to 1. So it's become very economic for companies in the United States to freeze, for lack of a better term, this gas into a liquid and ship it all over the world. So if you'll remember back to the 2008 election, drill, baby, drill, energy in the United States was one of, if not the largest political issue during that election. The United States was gearing up to become the world's largest importer of natural gas. And I'm very happy to say that within the next 3 years, it's anticipated that the United States will flip that and actually become the world's largest exporter of natural gas. So there's some major, major things that have already started to happen and are continuing to come on down the pipeline over the next few years.
That's quite impressive what we have done in this country to turn things around and become the number one exporter as opposed to importer. We talk about this natural gas and the ability to provide this new technology in drilling. And with your company, you're doing everything there in the Marcellus Shale. Could you tell us just a little bit about the history of the Marcellus Shale?
Absolutely. It's been tapped in Pennsylvania. We've actually drilled through it for 50 or 60 years. So we've known the gas is there. It's what we consider to be a source rock. So we've been drilling natural gas wells for 150 years in western Pennsylvania, and we've been capturing the gas that's essentially leaked out of the Marcellus Shale. But with the new technology, we can go right to the source. We can drill horizontally into the rock for several miles, significantly increasing both the amount of gas that each well produces, as well as the efficiency to get it out of the ground. So we are one of, if not the lowest cost basin to produce from, certainly in the United States, possibly anywhere in the world. We have massive, massive reserves. And actually, from a production standpoint, 10 years ago, Pennsylvania was able to produce about 30% of its own demand for natural gas. With today's production levels, just in Pennsylvania, we're producing enough gas to power about 30 to 35% of the entire country's natural gas demand. So it's been a godsend for us in western Pennsylvania, and it makes for a very interesting investment opportunity.
My understanding is that MDS Energy and the Snyder family own approximately 150,000 contiguous acreage that has this natural gas underneath it that you're able to access. Is that right?
That is correct. We've been going since the early 1940s in coal mining and limestone mining, and we got into natural gas and oil drilling back in the 1970s. And as a result of that, we compiled a pretty significant acreage position that, with a little bit of luck, just happened to be sitting over one of the most lucrative areas of the Marcellus Shale to be tapped into. So as much as I'd love to say it was forethought and brilliance on our part, we just happened to be in the right place at the right time with the right skill set to be able to take advantage of this.
And with that, I guess that would demonstrate to our listeners the fact that there's a great deal of history and experience here, which leads me to my next quickie question. What major oil companies, gas companies, enterprises actually have you do their drilling for them?
I'm glad you asked me that, Vince. We've actually had an exclusive contract in place with ExxonMobil for many years, where we've had the first right of refusal to do all of their top hole drilling work in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and New York on an acreage position that they laid out many billions of dollars for that actually just so happens to be directly west of our acreage position. We also drill for EQT Corporation. We've drilled for Range Resources and many other companies. But EQT and ExxonMobil are most notable as they're the number one and number two producers of natural gas in North America. So whenever these guys moved into our backyard, they hired us to do their drilling for them, even though we do compete with them. So it's very interesting that our competitors quite literally hire us to drill and put in their pipelines for them.
That's pretty impressive. So I guess that leads me to my final question. Would you please explain to the listeners the history of MDS Energy and the Snyder Family Office, which is providing this drilling, et cetera, within this Marcellus Shale?
Certainly. As I kind of alluded to earlier, we got started in the early 1940s, digging coal and limestone. We have, in younger generations, diversified. We're in a lot of financial services industries. We own a retail bank and some other things. But MDS Energy is a third generation member of this family. MDS stands for Michael David Snyder, who is the son of the current president of the family, David Snyder, who also got the family into the oil and gas business. So basically, we started the company back in 2005, drilling vertical wells. And whenever this major technology leap came down the pike, it really changed things for us. We went from drilling projects where you needed 1 or 2 acres and about $200,000 to drill a well to projects where you needed 2,000 to 3,000 contiguous acres and a minimum of $30 to $40 million to do a project. Being that we had neither the acreage nor the capital to play that game, we went to the rest of the family, who we had done many joint ventures with over the years, and said, you know, this game is a little bit too big for us to play, but we have built an avenue by which we raise capital to fund our own projects. Would you be willing to allow us to take that capital that we are raising from outside investors and do a more formal joint venture moving forward, whereby we take that capital and deploy it alongside what the family's been doing in its private projects, which the family has historically been investing between $40 to $60 million a year of their own capital. And up until just recently, we had never done a project where the Snyder family hadn't put in more money than all of our outside investors combined. So not just the largest investor in the project, but taking more than 50% of the deal in every case.
That's very impressive. This has been a great educational experience, I think, for our listeners. Michael Knapp, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Your Money Manual. I hope you will come back and join us again for an update on what's happening in the energy world.
It would be my pleasure.
So to learn more about us, the wealth management platform we call the Household Endowment Model, you can click over to thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com, where you can sign up for our white papers. You can also sign up to be among the first to get details about the release of my new upcoming book, The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. For more information on when that'll be coming out, stay tuned for the details. You can also give us a call at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group. That number is 888-635-9724, or visit our website at WSAGAZ.com. I'm Vince Annable. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable, and that you'll share this podcast with friends and family. You can connect with us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And in addition to the Wealth Strategies Advisory Group website, you can find Your Money Manual where the best podcasts are heard, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and a host of other top podcast channels. I'm Jeff Allen. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.